This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 170. And this is the Chaser Show.
Chaser Show! Woo!
Hey, welcome everyone to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is the Chaser Show, and this is Nard.
And
this is
Ray.
Hey. This is Johnny.
And Johnny's there, and Jeffrey's here, and Ray, of course.
No, Jeffrey's up in the frozen Great North.
Mm-hmm. Hey, come near the IMAX so I could hear you. There, so okay.
Jeffrey's up in the frozen Great North.
Frozen Great North. Why do you say so? Is it really how cold is it there right now?
It's pretty cold right now.
Okay. Any degrees, like 1 degree? I don't know how cold it is there.
It's actually supposed to be -8 tonight.
-8?
God. Actually, no, right now it's -9.
Oh my God, it's 50 degrees here. We're going to die.
Yeah, we're going to die. We're here in Texas. And yeah, what is it? 50 degrees? Yeah. It's so cold for us. Oh, wow.
I think I need to go get my mink out and put it on.
Yeah. Okay, so guys, let's do some updates on you guys. Wait, let me introduce first. Hey, everyone, this is the Chaser Show. So
yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a chaser.
There you go. All right. That's our intro for this. Okay, so guys, weekend updates, or what? Well, let's say Jeffrey. Let's start with you. What's going on with you there in Vermont?
Not really much. I just finished school like on Wednesday, and right now I'm just relaxing. I actually just started my Christmas cards. I'm almost done them. I just have to actually fill them out now. They're all stamped. They're all addressed. I'm excited about that. And then I actually have to get ready soon and pack, because I'm going to be flying out to see Michael on Wednesday, so I got to do massive laundry.
I guess so. Did you see him? Wow.
Where's Michael at?
What?
Where's Michael at?
Jamestown, New York.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's not a great distance. It's not like flying to San Francisco for a bear.
No.
That's not.
Wow, got extreme long-distance relationships.
Yeah, I know. I thought I'm bad. Wait a second. Well, 6 hours. 6 hours is fine, just driving. I'm kind of getting used to it.
Mine's 8 hours.
And you drive it, or do you fly?
Fly. JetBlue. It's really much cheaper. Yeah.
Is it true that they allow cell phones now, or Wi-Fi? What do you have there? Not yet. Or do they have...
They just started Wi-Fi, I think last week, Wednesday, I think it was. And then that's about it. But you can only do, instant messaging and email. That's it. No actual internet, you know?
You cannot...
You can't check your Bear profile or anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Somebody's calling. Somebody's calling the phone. Hold on. Anyway, keep going. Oh, God. I'm recording right now. Okay. You guys keep talking.
Tony, how about you? What'd you do this weekend?
Well, not really. I missed the last Chaser cast. So I guess we'll go back to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving break. We went to Vancouver and Seattle. Very, very beautiful. And spent the whole week there doing sightseeing, seeing gay areas, all the touristy places. And it was cold. It was chilly. We stayed at a couple of gay bed and breakfasts up there. I recommend the Gaslight in Seattle and the Nelson House in Vancouver, very great places. But when I came back to Houston from my vacation, found out that my apartment had been broken into, and of course, they stole my computer and some other things. But my computer is my life, basically.
I know.
There, and the cops came and they fixed the door and
Was it hot cops?
No, it, unfortunately, no.
Not even a good hot bear cop. It was an
older Asian guy and an African guy.
How do you know he's an older Asian guy? How can you tell?
They grow rings. They don't look
they
young.
Rings? Okay.
They don't look young all the time.
Their butt is hanging, or.
Well, the thing with Asians is, you know, they stay looking young up to a certain point, but then they go downhill really quickly. That's what I've noticed in all my parents and my friends.
No, I refuse.
Crow's feet.
My house got broken into, things were stolen, and come to find out, I have a surprise birthday party on the day that I come back to find everything. And so, you know, kind of down in the dumps, and of course I have to go to this birthday party because everyone's going to be there. I'm just trying to recover from, you know, recover emotionally from that.
Everything okay? Well, whereas right now you're just trying to build up what you have. What happened to the people? They never found out who it was, right?
No.
It's not like it's a chain, a gang, or a chain.
It
was the gay mafia. They broke in and stole all the stuff. They found some drag queens.
But they left my bear porn and left everything there.
Was Twinkie. Gay mafia.
Whatever. Someone had it for me. But, what? Go ahead.
Let us know what they did about the whole porn thing. That was kind of interesting.
Oh.
They didn't.
Yes, tell them about the cops and the porn.
Oh, God. Okay.
You have to explain that.
I keep all my bear porn magazines and DVDs in one drawer, you know, just to keep it away from everyone else when people come over. They don't see that I'm a sex addict or
tissues.
Yeah, whatever. And then the police came, and all the DVDs were on the ground. And, of course, the cops are looking around. And me being kind of out of it, because I just found out my house got broken into, you know, didn't care to try to hide the DVDs and wanted to keep the scene intact and preserved.
Yeah.
And, the cops were looking around, and I saw the DVDs on the ground. I was like, oh, shit. What am I supposed to do about this? You know, it's kind of embarrassing, but no one brought any attention to it. But my friends make fun of me.
Okay. What are you looking at Ray that way?
Oh, I'm sure the cops left there and were just talking about you all night over there, whole box of donuts.
Yeah, oh yeah, that hot little Asian. Only if I were a bear.
Yeah.
That guy had bear porn. I should have snatched one of them. Yes. Oh, well,
those things cost a lot, like $50, $60.
Well, it's a good thing they didn't take it. Is that the consolation there? They didn't take your bear porn?
Honestly, if you were to report that to the insurance agency, I don't think they will give you full face value for porn.
That's right.
They probably chalk it up as a $10 DVD or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good
thing. Well, wouldn't you think that the porn would go up in value because as it becomes less available, you can't buy it anymore? So I would think it becomes more. Vintage porn is valuable.
You really think that's how society views everything?
Yeah.
You know what happens to that? People would put it online somehow.
Well, unfortunately, I hadn't seen any good bear porn. The closest good bear porn I've seen has come from Titan Media, and that really wasn't bear porn. That was more like muscle porn.
Muscle bear shave.
Yeah, but you don't like bears, right?
Yeah, but there are still good-looking bears out there. They just don't put them in porn movies.
Well, X-Tube is nice.
Yeah, X-Tube. There's a lot going on.
I had a child go on X-Tube lately.
I'm sorry, you're going to change your priorities then.
Yeah.
X-Tube.
I had this whole movie, job, trying to go get back to school.
You should watch it on your...
How long does X-Tube really take? You look at it, you jack off, and you're done.
That's okay. I still have my Sean Cody scenes that somebody sent me. I just cycle through them. They're good enough for me. So.
Sean Cody.
You know, you should watch it on your new iMac there. Speaking of such, how's your iMac? How do you like it?
I just got to get used to it. I mean, it operates a little bit differently from a PC. So, you know, it's just like different keystrokes and trying to figure out where everything is. And, you know, I'm used to Windows. But I'm not used to a Mac, and I just got to get used to the Mac. So.
Well, you just had it for about, how much, 5 days?
I don't think that. It can't Friday. I got it Friday. Thursday. I picked it up Thursday. I still don't have all my software.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still floating around with FedEx somewhere.
Well, Macs make bears sexier, I think.
Yes, definitely.
I'll be real sexy because I got an iMac and two what's the laptops.
Macs makes bears sexier. Okay. That's awesome. Okay, so wait, let me see. Last weekend.
Plus, trying to get everything to work on here today, so it's been kind of frustrating. So.
Yeah, very soon you have to work on some videos, right?
tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do some videos tomorrow. Okay, so last weekend I was at Gary. So, Gary, if you're listening, thank you for hosting the party for the Wave softball team party last Saturday. Thank you. And it's always good to have parties at Gary's and Andrew's, which, by the way, are going to have a baby boy. Did you guys hear that?
Mm-hmm. Well, we knew they were having a baby. I don't know if they said it was a boy yet or not.
Yeah, they did say.
I'm surprised I didn't get a text message from Gino about that.
Oh, not yet. Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah,
no, Andrew sent out the text messages. Yeah, they're going to get a child, and it's going to be a boy. Mm-hmm. They just found out not too long ago. Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations. My friend, I think I talked to get a shout-out to Victor and Gerald. They were looking at adopting two boys that fell through, and now they're looking at one boy right now. And I think they got to spend a day visit with him, where they've got to actually take him out and go to the museum and stuff like that with him. So everybody's keeping their fingers crossed that goes through for him, and then they're going to try to adopt one more and be done with it. So,
wow. All these guys having babies.
Is it hard for a gay couple to get a child?
It's a lot harder, I think, than it is for a straight couple, because I think they scrutinize you a little bit better.
Jeff, stop that! He's changing his pictures. He keeps changing his... You're distracting us.
Where do you get all the picture screens? Because I only got so many. Did you say you had to go download them?
Yeah, you can get some at Apple for free on the Apple site.
Oh.
Apple for free.
Well, I have to upgrade to Leopard still. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to budge. So Peter,
okay, enough talk of the Mac.
Okay, all right.
Programs.
All right, bye.
Well, it's not like we can geek out over Heroes. So.
Oh, we want to geek out about Heroes?
Okay, you know, did we actually talk about that recently? Since the season ended?
No, we haven't. We really haven't talked about it.
No new shows.
It sucked, I thought. It was very disappointing.
It was very disappointing for me, too. It's very anticlimactic. It's just really... Well, I can't blame them. They don't have writers, so... Just sad.
Yeah. But shouldn't they have recorded everything before? Shouldn't they have recorded everything before the writers went on strike anyway?
No. They start... they're usually, for fall TV shows, they're only like 2 or 3 episodes ahead.
Huh.
The only series that pretty much recorded most of their shows ahead of time was Flash Gordon.
That was back in the 80s.
No, we're talking about the new Flash Gordon.
The new Flash Gordon. But anyway, okay. We're going to do some spoiler alerts about those Heroes.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I don't know, but maybe people hasn't watched. Anyway, okay, we're gonna. Okay, isn't it ironic that Claire's adoptive father killed Claire's real father? It's just ironic.
Was it really him? Was it really the horn-grown guy that killed Nathan?
Oh, that's what my theory is, because he was trying to stop. That's why he came. That's why HRG went to see his family to tell them to stop Claire from going public.
Yeah, but Claire showed up. I mean, he showed up at the house with them at the end of the show, and then got shot. So I think it's his crazy psycho daughter.
Oh, really?
I think she did it to get back in his good graces.
But it was the guy who was walking away. It looked like a guy, so... Mm. Yeah. But, that's just my theory. Of course, we're having theories here.
And the whole Siler getting his power back, whoop-de-doo. It wasn't a good finisher.
Yeah. Did you see what kind of can he was trying to do that telekinesis thing?
No, what?
It's a spinach.
Nice.
So it's very.
I remember something about the can, but there's also something about the name of the can that was kind of, I thought, struck out, and I can't remember what it is now. It's been too long. So
I just know it's spinach. It says spinach.
I guess he's Popeye.
It's Popeye.
Speaking of Popeye, my favorite character died.
Well, ooh.
She wasn't my character the second season, but first season I thought she was completely awesome.
Oh, okay.
Nikki and Jessica.
Nikki. Mm-hmm.
Second season, she.
Well, we think she's dead.
She's dead.
Oh, well.
I'm quite sure.
You know. They might find some Claire's blood or Adam's blood and then shoot her up with it.
Yeah. Or let the guy from Pushing Daisies touch him. Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Different movie. Different network. Yeah, I'm getting into that really a lot, Pushing Daisies. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so let me see. We have topics here, guys. Topics. This is something that I don't know if Gary, I think one of these is, Jeff's topics that I brought up. And you, Jeff, should explain this to us or, you know, elaborate this. Okay, so this is regarding chasers and bears sleeping in bed, okay? Whether it's your partner or your partner for the night or whoever. Do you... what are you guys looking at faces there, okay? Do you ever have issues with sleeping with a bear in bed because the bed is not flat and you roll towards your bear? And the follow-up question to that is, what do you think is most comfortable and allows you to be close? Jeff, I think you better elaborate on this one. This was your question.
Well, I'm surprised that you guys haven't had experiences where you sleep with a bear and where the mattress is not necessarily very well, you know? And if the bear is, like heavy enough,
it
arches. Depending on the size of the bear, you know, the bed can, like, lean like this. Or it just the middle of the bed sinks in, and then if you're a smaller guy, you know, such as myself, and you start to roll towards the bear because, you know, it's like a V-shaped, you know, the bed turns into a V-shape, and then you're all throughout the night you're trying to resist that rollage, and the bad part about that is that actually while you're like flexing your muscles constantly, holding that position, resisting, and holding that all night long causes your back to cramp up and stuff, and your back just is not, it's not good. So, you
sounds
know.
Like a bottoms problem right there.
Yeah. It's a bottoms problem right there. Way to go, Johnny. Well, let me see. I don't have much of a problem because we always have a bed that is really very firm, and we really decided to have a king size bed.
Mayor makes it firm.
Yeah, we mix it firm. I make it firm, and so whenever we sleep, it's really just him is on his side and I'm on my side, and we really don't have that much rolling that happens. Maybe because it depends on the firmness of the bed, unless you're using an air mattress or something. I think that would happen when camping. Right, Johnny? That can happen. That could happen on camping during when using air mattresses.
Yeah, the air mattress started to deflate overnight, and then everyone just sinks into the middle of the mattress.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why I don't camp. It's always about Motel 6.
Motel 6. Yeah, that's right. For you, Motel 6 is camping.
That's right. And I must say, the whole bed problem... a long time ago, me and Patrick had that issue, but we found out how to solve that issue. We bought a new mattress.
Okay, there you go.
Solves the whole problem. If you've got an old ass mattress, it's going to do that.
Have you guys used that sleep number? Supposedly, you have two different levels or two different.
Actually, that's one of the next things we had to purchase is a new mattress because the one we got is almost 15 years old, so it's time to get a new one.
Because there are those mattresses that are made for. People with different sleep styles. Mm-hmm. So if you want a firmer, the half of the bed can be firmer. If you want a softer, the other half can be softer, and there shouldn't be any rolling or moving.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, let me see. That's going to be an arm and a leg to buy. How much is those? Are those about $1,500, something like that?
I don't know. This element Brooks selling that work at you a great payment plan. Wow. You know, I don't know. Call the old bionic woman, she'll tell you, Jamie Summers.
Old bionic woman.
What's her name?
Did she do the infomercial?
She does the infomercial.
Yeah,
she
does, did that.
The commercials for him.
I don't know the connection, though. I don't know. How about those
She's a face. She was a face and a name that could get cheap.
Yeah.
Who remembers her?
I remember.
Lindsay Wagner.
Lindsay Wagner, that's
Lindsay
right.
Lindsay Wagner, that's right. See, I know my bionic woman still.
So, but... I don't know about much rolling into the bear, but I know lately for some reason John's been like I'll wake up and I'm almost on the edge of the bed, and John's like all up under, crawled up, attached to my back, and I'm just like, dude, scoot over. We have a king size bed. Get on your side now. And he'll get over a little bit, and I'll go to sleep, and a little bit later, there he is again, all up on me. I'm like, dude, come on. So I've got a king size bed.
You stay on your section.
That's right. Stay on your
section. Is it because it's cold?
I don't know. I think it's just
the gray or the bed.
No.
Oh, who's that? What is that?
Is that booty call?
Booty call.
Jeffrey,
that's
Jeff. Jeffrey got a booty call.
Booty call, Jeff.
Can we watch? Ooh. Don't tell the camera's on. Just get up.
Yeah,
get
keep
on
it on. Ooh, look at that. Ooh.
See, you can get me all horny. Being so horny.
Make you horny.
We love you, long time.
Anyway, well, me with my problem with Mike. Sometimes he always says I hug up the bed, but. That actually, he's the one who's hugging up the bed. Whenever I wake up, he's more on my side. And I don't know. I like being close. Like what you said, Jeff. I like being close to, like, you know, burying my face in the chest hairs and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. That's just awesome. Just sleeping, buried my face.
So y'all should flip the positions. One of you sleep where you sleep foot to head. Mm-hmm. That could be an interesting evening.
Oh, okay. Like doing a 69 while sleeping.
Yeah,
like the next morning.
Yeah, yeah, next morning. Right. Kicked in the face. Or, on him. He wakes up and there's Mike laying there, and his butt all in his face, and then he lets out one. You know.
Oh, gross! No, I'm not into that. No, not hot at all. Wow.
But the complaints I hear more from smaller guys or bigger guys is the snoring. Has nothing to do with how you sleep or anything. It's all about the snoring, keeping the smaller guy awake all night long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, snoring doesn't bother me. Sorry.
No, it doesn't. I think it's cute, actually, hearing a bear sleep. Hearing the snoring. If it's a very cute snore, like a something like that. Very.
Oh, no. We're
not
talking
the chainsaw type.
Yeah, we're talking about chainsaw. Because I used to chainsaw until I had my tonsils taken out. And John used to knock the hell out of me and wake me up. Patrick used to wake me up all the time, tell me I was snoring too loud.
Wow.
So now John's the snore hound.
So they took out your tonsils, so you don't have a gag reflex now.
My gag reflex, I can take 8 or 9 inches now without gagging.
Oh, gosh. Hello. Hi, my name is...
Of course, you know, I can't
even
find
number. Oh my god. Wow. Did you guys take out any tonsils? You guys? I have my tonsils.
I have mine.
Yeah.
I have mine.
Yeah, okay. So we cannot deep throat. Because we don't.
Says who?
Says who? Okay. I don't know. I haven't really done that for a long time. Let me see. Okay.
Well, for me, the snoring is. Used to be a problem at first, but then you go through nights without sleep and you're just dead tired and you just get used to the snoring, and after that point it becomes a lot easier. And I mean, I love sleeping and putting my head in their armpit or on their shoulder, and that stinks.
Oh, God.
And if it gets too hot and I have to roll over, and then they may roll over too, so their stomach is pressed against my back, and then after a while that hurts because there's this constant huge pressure on my back because the belly's big. Mm-hmm. And then you have to flip around. And.
But at some point you like that though, right?
If you'd like the pain, yeah.
Mm. Well, there's got to be an angle we're in, you know, it's just really...
I'm sure there's an angle. Yeah.
But then later on, it just, oh, wait a second, I can't breathe anymore. Yeah. But that, I don't like... getting crushed also whenever. So I like being on top.
Well, yeah.
Just laying on them?
Well, sometimes, yeah. Or just putting my chest...
Sleeping?
Whenever we're just playing or something, but whenever I'm sleeping, I like putting my head over the chest and sleep. That's the second booty call. Oh my God.
God, Jeff, you just got lined up.
People are lining up.
Your booty call's persistent.
And they're freezing out in the -8 degree weather.
Yeah, that's right. Better we let them in. They're waiting outside. What is this?
Mix their nipples hard, you know, you gotta prime them up.
Well, my question, y'all talking about the whole rolling up and thing. My thing is the chasers with the cold feet and hands.
Oh, that's
and they
right.
They
want to
roll up
before.
On you and put those cold claws and skinny little fingers all over you, and they're like ice cold.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Mike hates that whenever I do that.
I'm a little furnace.
But John's just like the queen of ice or something. His little feet and hands are falling queen. And loads them up on me, and I'm like, oh, the jump ice. Up out of bed.
The ice queen.
The ice princess.
Ice princess. Actually, when I do that, this is sometimes what happens to me in the morning. I wake up around 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. And then I'm awake. So I go upstairs. And then go in the computer, surf around, stuff like that. And then it's very cold. And when I come back to bed around 9 o'clock and go back to bed, and then I touch Mike, and then I would wake up Mike and, oh, you're so cold, you know. My fingers are just really frozen, and it's really cold, my fingers and my feet, and he hates it.
And that's when you try to put them all over his genitalia and stuff.
Yeah, to warm it up. Uh-huh. Do some rubbing and make it warm. Do it that way, like doing a fire or making fire. Rubbing
Damn.
It against.
Rubbing on the day cheese.
That'll hurt.
It's burning.
No, it's not the up and down.
That's not my hands, honey.
Yeah. Hey everyone, I have here Wayne to draw the winner of the Shannon Grady CD called It Was a Dance. And also, along with it, is a t-shirt from Bear Films, an XL t-shirt. So, but before we draw the winners, how are you, Wayne?
I'm doing great.
We were talking about you earlier in the Chaser podcast.
Really?
Yeah, we talked about good things about you.
Okay.
Okay.
Not chasers in disguise, or closeted chasers.
Closeted chaser. All right, so you have the power to draw the winner. Okay, draw.
Okay, all right. And the winner is Mountain Bear.
Mountain Bear. Okay, that's what his email said, so. So, you guys who didn't send your entries, well, sorry. Okay, so congratulations to Mountain Bear he says, pick me. Jumping up and down. So, congratulations, Mountain Bear. You won a CD from Shannon Grady and t-shirt. I hope the t-shirt fits. Hope it's not too big or something. Okay, so thank you, Wayne.
You are very welcome.
Okay, we're back. We're back. So, that was fast. Yeah, because, that window thing. Okay, so are we up for our next topic? Hold on.
What's the next topic?
What's the next topic, guys?
Do you ever worry about the health of your bear in the long run?
I know John Dunn because he's got the insurance policy, so.
Oh, okay.
Not that he's going to get that much. Now, if he kicks one, I'm set, but my policy ain't as good as his. So.
Those are bad. Yeah, I mean, it's about cooking. Okay, with me, with Mike, he cooks a lot, and he likes eating, and I like eating too, myself. It's just that, sometimes it's, I know it's some of the food that Mike cook, or sometimes what I cook, or whenever we go out, whenever we eat something, it's not really healthy, like having too much pasta or eating too much burgers and stuff like that. And I know for me, it's really nice to, I like bellies. I like big bellies. And I cannot hide. But it's something that... that attracts me. It's just that I should also remember that it's not healthy. And some people have to work out. So, Mike, if you're listening, go work out in the morning, okay? What are you guys doing?
Okay. Trying to get close for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How about you, Jeff? Are you worried? You're not really worried about it. He's a big, very active, though, right?
He's making faces on the Mac and he's not even paying attention to the topic.
Okay, what's the question,
his armpits and trying to get excited.
I mean, this is a lot better. Right now, we're doing the iChat thing. So, you guys listening, we can see each other right now. We're playing iChat, and we're doing iChat and doing Skype. Okay, so shout out to Peter and Pinoy Boy for the idea. Thank you. So, this is great. I mean, seeing each other. Like,
actually, yeah, it's really cool because you got the two other faces split screen, and then you got your face in the middle and the bottom. You can see everyone.
Yeah, we can do a three-way video. Yeah. We can do our own X2 video here. Wait, let me see. I can. Wait, let me play that audio again. No. Anyway, okay, so Jeff, where were we? Bear health. What is it again? Do you ever worry about health of your bear in the long run? Because, you know, being, you know, it comes with the belly, I guess, that the danger of being very big.
It's kind of interesting because when I first met Michael, I was like, oh, you know, we should go out and eat, and I wanted to, you know, like make him treats and everything, and you know, I want to bake stuff and make all this stuff, and you know, or if you go out and go grocery shopping, get some like candy. I mean, I love candy, so I mean, I like get extra candy, you know, that I like pack his lunch for his, you know, for him for work, you know, and stuff like that.
And so sweet.
Put a candy bar in there and all that, and you know, because you need that little extra boost when you're at work, you know. He's like blue collar, so he's got like that physical labor thing going, you know.
Nice.
So, but then over time he started like gaining weight, and then I was like, you know, that I'm like, okay, maybe this is a bad idea, you know. And I started thinking maybe I shouldn't be making all these treats and all this other crap, you know, because I'm gonna end up killing him in the end. So then I started thinking, you know what? Well, I like weightlifting, so then I was like, maybe I should like go weightlifting with him, you know, and it'd be cool, you know. Turn him into a muscle bear or something. So then I start thinking about that aspect. So in a way, it's like in the beginning, it's you know, sweet, you know, making him stuff. But I don't know. I'm starting to worry about the health thing too, because I don't want to make him, you know, I don't want to kill him early.
So what do? You give him a piece of celery instead of candy?
Well, I put more emphasis on salads and stuff like that because, you know, and I love Caesar salads too, so I start making more of those instead of, you know, lemon bars and.
Did you actually talk to him about the subject, or did you just all of a sudden change all your candy to salads?
Here's a link.
Were you trying to hint at him to something, or did you actually talk to him and say, "Hey, Michael, I want you to be more healthy. Here, we're going to change your diet some." Or.
Well, he started gaining weight too, and. I think it was mainly because we were going out and eating a lot, and he ate pretty healthy himself before. So I think
until he met you, until he met you,
and he became a gainer.
Yeah, I know. So it's
you
like,
are an encourager. Oh,
a feeder.
Enabler.
Okay, but okay.
So you guys are eating healthy now, and
yeah.
Yeah, so just focusing more on that because, you know, preventing diabetes from setting in and obesity and, you know, all that bad stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ray? Do you guys watch what you eat?
God, you guys... lately, no. The last 3 months, no, because the whole move, getting packed up, everything, John working all the time, it's just like, it was easier to go out and grab something, and I've gained every bit of weight I lost at the beginning of last year, and got out, and was like getting better at Bear Watch. I've put it all back on, so, and I know the effects. Like Patrick's holiday party we went to Saturday.
Yep.
All right, I had all that food there plus the alcohol, and then I think I had one drink when we went out later that night, and then Sunday morning my legs bothered me. I was just off. I was like in a daze, and it's because I had too much sugar and just didn't eat right. So I know I got to get my act back together, or I'm going to sit here and be rolling around in a wheelchair because my legs have been amputated. And you start noticing little things when you're diabetic, that if you don't stay on top of it, that like if you get a scratch or something on your leg or something, it takes forever to heal up.
Are you saying you're noticing that already?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, if I get a scratch or a bump or something on my leg, I notice it takes longer for it to heal up than what it used to. I mean, it used to be I used to get a scratch or something and not think anything about it. Now it's just like it's there for a month or so. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. I think we just lost the Nard.
Well, I'm here. I can hear you.
What?
He's like, oh, fuck.
I can hear you guys. What happened? Did we lose someone?
Nard left the video chat.
Oh. Okay, hold on. All right, we're back. What are you guys doing? Oh, my God. We just had a break. You guys are... Oh, look at that. So that's where you live, okay.
Oh, that's what we can talk about on Max. It took me almost 2 days to get my address labels to print from our Christmas cards.
Why, what's wrong with it?
I couldn't figure out how to do it.
It's definitely on the user end.
Yes. Well, John didn't know either. It's this little thing. If you go into the address and select them, and if you go up into the thing and hit print, it'll actually print them on labels. Imagine that. It's that simple.
Oh. Jeff, what do you have there?
Oh, they're just Christmas cards. I was just confirming whether if I had the correct address for Johnny or not.
Okay. Yeah, confirm that address. His address is North Pole.
Is that yours, Johnny?
We walked
2210 West Dallas.
Wait, just, no addresses on the, we're recording right now. People might stalk Johnny. Okay, so are you guys ready? Come on, where
did Johnny go?
Johnny walked away.
I went to the trash can.
Throw away some. Okay, we're recording this on a Monday night. So, guys, today is the last day for your cards or whatever to reach wherever's destination is gonna go.
Really?
Yes.
Mine went out this morning.
Well, shit! I was gonna send my stuff tomorrow.
Well, in time for Christmas.
Oh well, you're gonna get your gift late.
Well, the local stuff you might get, or everybody will get, but
okay,
it's going long distance. Of course, with the Houston Postal Service, I don't know. Of course, FedEx can't find me. The Postal Service can, so I guess I got to give them props.
Oh, that's right. Well, what's up with that? Where you guys live right now? There's nothing. You're not yet in the map.
It's not on the map yet. It's a new street. It's only been here December will be a year or so. Mm-hmm. And apparently FedEx can't find it because I still haven't got my Final Cut Pro software and all my other Mac software that I ordered. So, and they called here Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, 10 a.m., woke me up and said that they would be here.
FedEx, right? I'm sorry, out there, everybody's working for FedEx. I hate FedEx. I don't like FedEx.
Well, see, I got to say, I never had any problems with FedEx up until now. UPS was always the issue.
Oh, what did they do?
Well, I have to work with both of them. So as far as package and ship freight-wise, UPS has always caused me issues. But but both FedEx, UPS, and DHL, they're all so big, they really don't give a rat's ass. So you got to deal with what you got to deal with. So you complain until tomorrow, you turn blue in the face and they just look at you like, and what are you going to do about it? So
I wonder if that's even a fun job. Is that a fun job, you think? I mean, you get nice legs and everything, but
well, I don't know. Christmas time, I need to have to do what they have to do anyhow. So,
yeah.
Speaking of Christmas, what are you guys planning this week, this weekend, or when the Christmas season comes in? Well, it's Christmas season already, but what are you guys doing this coming week? No. What? What's Jeffrey doing?
What are you doing? I was just wondering who the question was going to. Usually,
to anyone.
You go,
okay, let's start. Yeah, Jeffrey, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do this coming week for Christmas? You're gonna spend it with Michael.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm just gonna. I'm flying out on Wednesday, so I'm gonna arrive on Wednesday. I still gotta do some quick Christmas shopping and everything, and then for him, and then it'll be our first Christmas together, so that'll be kind of interesting, and it'll be fun, too. So, he's got a week off for work, so we're going to spend New Year's together as well. So, but other than that, we're going to just make cookies and Christmas stuff.
There
and
you go again, cookies.
Oh, that's what they call it, making cookies.
Make something, all right.
So that's how you call it.
They're going to be stuffing the old Christmas log.
I like the fireplace setting that you had, that picture, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Recent pictures? They have some intimate pictures.
They have intimate pictures. Are we not supposed to talk about that? Oh, sorry. Oops.
Sorry, Michael. Your private life is not so private anymore.
Michael, you're dealing with podcasters. It's all public now.
Sorry.
Poor Michael. He's
an unlisted bear.
He's an unlisted bear.
Not for long.
Not for long. We're talking about it.
Right. After this, all the chasers are going to be like licking him up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about you, Johnny? What's up?
I don't know. I have no plans. Is anyone having a Christmas dinner here?
I don't know yet.
Just normally John does something, right?
Yeah, I think John does something on Christmas Day, but not probably Christmas.
But they haven't even sent out the invites or anything. Are they doing anything?
No, I don't know yet.
Well, it looks like a nice old frozen dinner to me. Anyway, it's gonna be nice staying at home for once and not having to worry about anything. So,
Well, we'll see what happens.
Come up and spend Christmas with us.
Yeah, go.
Oh yeah, the
okay,
third
the
wheel.
Flights would be
nice.
Very expensive by now, especially Christmas season. Probably $500 or $600.
I don't want to have to trek through 5 feet of snow either.
Yeah, that's right. And it's freezing here, 50 degrees in Houston. Yeah. How about you, Ray? What are you gonna do?
I'll sit here over the weekend. Probably cook. And John's family's coming over. Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve, we're gonna have Robert and Lloyd's Christmas drop in. So.
Drop in. Okay. Well, you know what? I should remind you guys. This is pretty much a holiday special. It's a holiday special. Yeah. So,
ho ho ho! Merry Christmas!
No, you can't use ho 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 anymore. Remember?
Remember what? What are we supposed to say?
Ha ha ha! Because they say it's offensive. Ho ho! To say ho now.
Please, I love over the hood. It's still a ho ho ho.
Somebody got fired or something because he's wearing a Santa outfit. I think he's from Salvation Army or something. And I read it somewhere. I read it in Dig that he got fired because he kept saying ho 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 instead of ha ha ha, the way they were trained. Because saying ho 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 is offensive.
What depends on like when the ladies walk by, if he went ho ho ho.
Ho, 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 you ho. if you say it that way, probably, yeah. But
because if you go out the street down here and take a right and go down to the Show Your Love Club, there's some ho, ho, ho's up and down the table.
Merry freaking Christmas.
Is that offensive to Asians, too? Like, you know, if you're, that's your family name, ho?
Ho? Yeah, I know some people who are like, whose name are ho. I think I went to IFW before, and they have guys named ho. There's also Hung, H-U-N-G.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I've heard about that. Like, you know. So well, Hung, how are you? So
we know.
When you really get scared, you call Hung Low.
Hung Low.
The winner of Top Chef season 3 was Hung.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a Vietnamese guy who won Top Chef. So
Top Chef. I don't watch that. I did catch some Project Runway. Okay, Mike. Got me into a little bit of Project Runway, but
you know what? Sounds like the main writer's gay.
Oh no, I'm the gay. Oh my god,
yeah, Runway's. Yeah, I love that show.
You do?
I like, don't watch it.
There's this bear there named Chris March. I kind of him.
Yeah, he's the one that got voted off. We got voted off, and then came back on.
He
the
came
show.
Back on because one of the guys had to leave, mm-hmm. So they can't. They can't. Do you watch Jeffrey? Do you watch Project Runway?
I love Project Runway. I've been watching since the first season. But the sad part
gay.
Is...
There, see?
Yeah. No. I'm not gay anymore because I don't have cable anymore.
Oh,
because he's a top. He doesn't consider himself gay.
You don't consider yourself gay. You just suck
if you're
cock.
A top, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just suck cock, but you're not gay. That's right. Mm.
Oh, there's a good one on our Craigslist about that today. You'll have to go pull it up after the show.
Oh, you have a Craigslist story? You have a Craigslist?
Well, no, there's just this guy put this thing on Craigslist. He said, I don't understand all these guys who are buying our closet. He said, if you suck a dick, you're gay. If you're not, then you're straight and just like to have your dick sucked. And he was going on about, he let this gay guy move into his rent house behind his house that he had, and they'd hook up the whole time the guy lived there, about 8 times they hooked up and he let him blow him. But he never reciprocated, so he didn't think he was gay. He just liked getting a blowjob. But guys that give blowjobs that say they're straight, they're really gay. And it was just like, oh, Lord, somebody didn't have anything else better to do than they can sit there and write a book and put it on Craigslist.
Okay. So if you suck a dick, you're gay. But if you're just getting sucked, you're not really gay. Is that it? I mean,
no, it's all perception.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because it doesn't make sense. If you have sex with another guy, then you're definitely gay. Because the thing is like, if you're getting sucked, you know, and you don't consider that gay, then what happens if you get an STD? How are you going to explain that to a doctor? A guy sucked me, and...
Okay. Let's compare this to raping. If you were blindfolded, and you were to get sucked, and you didn't know the gender of the guy sucking you, or the person sucking you, would that still make you gay? I mean...
No, usually the stubble gives it away.
If the guy comes, that's not rape.
Okay, out of the four of us, only one of us doesn't have facial hair. What is up with that?
It's a what?
Only one of us doesn't have facial hair.
That's right.
You're a teenage one.
It's the new trend now. Chasers are growing facial hair.
Yeah. It feels good between the legs. Yeah. Always does. Wow. Wow, we just got raunchy all of a sudden. Oh, my God.
We're getting ready for tomorrow's video.
Okay, how about... yeah, that's right, for tomorrow. We're planning something... Actually, going to do something for Bear Zero, so we're going to do...
Everyone stay tuned for this upcoming horrific video that the Nard and Hubert Dad is going to make.
I'll tell you what it was going to be about.
It's disgusting.
He lost his appetite. He quit eating.
I was already done, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Wait. But he didn't want any of my
pie. No spoilers.
Two chasers and one cup?
No.
Two bears and a cup.
Two bears and a cup. Well, something like that, maybe. We'll do something like that. Anyway, guys, we're running more than 40 minutes right now. Probably 45. I lost count. But yeah, it's about 45 minutes. So I guess we're going to wrap this up. And oh my God, this is awesome. I like the way that we do it this way. So, oh, okay. Shoutouts. Do you guys have any shoutouts? Jeff. Them first? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I will give a shout out to Gary and Andrew. Thank you guys for everything, and hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
Gary's gonna be out of town. He's gonna be in Boston.
Yeah, so they're both gonna be out of town.
He'll be out of town for the holidays, so you know what that means? We're gonna party. We're gonna party since out of town. Okay, so we had a party last. Shout out to Patrick and Jerry for throwing a great party last Saturday too.
That's right.
We went there. We had so much leftover.
Which party? They just had a holiday party at their house.
Holiday party at So shout out to Patrick and Jerry. Thank you for the party.
And Maynard liked to destroy the chocolate fountain. I'm not saying I'm just saying. Just keep Maynard away from the chocolate fountain.
What do you do, Maynard?
They have this fondue thing, and they have bananas, pineapples, and bread, and some very yummy stuff. And I only tried it once. I only tried the fondue once, but yeah, it's just yummy. It's a good thing to have in a party, having a fondue fountain thing.
I didn't answer how you broke it.
Oh, I didn't break it. It's got chocolate everywhere.
Oh, okay.
No, I did not. Oh, that one, it went to the wall. Well, I did offer to lick the wall, but he just wiped it off. So, it's okay. How about you, Ray?
Shout out to John, as always, because he's working hard. He's paying for my new house, you know what I'm saying? To everybody else out there, have a good Christmas.
It's going to be Christmas next week.
A nice, quiet, peaceful Christmas this year. No more shootings at churches or kids stabbing each other or, you know, fighting in the mall, even though I'm about taking out a couple people in the mall myself. You know, just a nice, quiet, peaceful Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Everybody in the North, try to stay warm.
That's right, try to stay warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very
important. If you're a chaser, need a bear, give me a call.
Yeah. Okay, so let me see. I want to shout out to Brent Marchant from Chicago. Actually, he's going to have a book signing of his book. I think it's Get the Picture book. It's going to be on January 11th. It's a Friday at Transitions Book Place in 1000 West North Avenue in Chicago. So if you guys have time, go see Brent Marchant. Do some book signing and see him there. Woofy Bear in Chicago. It's Woofylicious. Also, guys, I should tell you guys. Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh,
okay. Anyway, guys, I got to shout out to Larry Flick from Sirius Out Q 109. He's been listening to the show. So, yeah.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, shout out, Larry. Okay, so that's awesome. Well, of course, Mike. I'll be seeing him this coming Friday. I'm excited. He's going to be here for 2 weeks, I think. Yeah, practically 2 weeks. He's going to be here for 2 weeks.
Are you going to kill each other?
No, I don't think so. We'll be fine. We've survived.
Did he tell you that I'm going to be staying at his place?
Yeah, that's right, for the volleyball tournament. Is Romeo going to be there too? No.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I wish I could go. That's the weekend of 15th? No, 12th,
13th? 12th,
13th, and 14th. Yeah. Oh, Ray, that's why we can't. We have I can't go to New Orleans because we have that interview with, what's his name? Oh, Stephen Miller? The artist?
Oh, that's right.
That's right, yeah. He's going to be in town, so we're going to cover... He's going to have a gallery here in Houston, so that'd be nice.
Have you seen the stuff? I'll show it to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Johnny, you should look at his artwork. It's very, very awesome. It involves a lot of bears, so... Okay, guys, so we're going to wrap this
bears
up.
Tied up.
Oh, me?
Oh, yeah,
well,
okay.
Someone, Jeffrey needs to do shout-outs.
Oh, Jeffrey, you have some more? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to do a couple shout-outs from the last Chaser show, but since we forgot to do that, I have a couple. So,
oh, go ahead.
I just want to give a shout-out to Michael for, you know, just being so awesome and everything, and I can't wait to spend Christmas with you and New Year, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh.
And I also want to give a shout-out to Steve-O. Thank you for all the kind words when you were on Bear Podcast and for giving me the opportunity of writing for Bear's Life magazine. I can't thank you enough for that. Also, a shout-out to Buffalo Bears for being so chaser-friendly and for putting on such a great event every year. For all you chasers out there, this is a good event to go to for the Buffalo Bear Trap in Buffalo, New York, especially if it's your first run. So they're really awesome. And I also want to give a shout-out to the Nard because he, you know, makes such awesome bear such awesome bear podcasts and everything. And I listen to it regularly and just, you know. And also to Johnny, you know.
Hi, Johnny.
Like, this is my – for just being so awesome and sending me all those, like, crushed coins and everything.
Crushed coins?
Yeah, I'm such a cheap friend that I don't buy real gifts. I just go to the machines and crush a coin and crush a penny and send it to you.
Oh,
they're pretty
souvenir ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 51 cents. Okay.
Well, he collects them, I mean.
Yeah, I do, too. I collect them, too.
They get expensive, especially if you do them all. I spent over $100 so far, $200.
Okay, that's too much already. Okay. All in souvenir coins, crushed coins. Oh, by the way, since you're writing for Bear's Life, what's your plan on the next issue?
Actually, I'm not going to be in the next issue. I don't know if I should be talking about this, but there's a no. I'm still writing for the magazine. It's just there's a let's just say there's a special thing going on.
Okay.
A special issue, right. I'll say. Okay. So I don't know if I should be talking about it, so I won't. But I won't be writing for the next issue, but I will be writing for the issue after that. So,
all right, cool.
But the current issue, if you check it out, it's about message etiquette and whether, you know, when you send a message to a bear or a chaser or whatnot, you know, what should you do? You know, should you respond back or not? You know, or should you just delete them or block them or whatever? Some people just block people, not even respond back. Some people.
Oh, we lost him again. Are you okay?
No,
oh,
I'm here.
Okay. All right, I thought you lost him again. Wow, we lost you for a second there. Okay, God, did we miss a lot there?
Obviously, that last sentence wasn't that important, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, check him out. Check Bear's Life magazine and Jeff there. Jeff is the chaser writer there, okay? So, yeah, for all those listening. Okay, so...
How many articles have you written for Bear's Life?
Yeah.
Jeffrey?
I think for 2 years now, because
two years
I have... Yeah, 2 years.
It's been 2 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. They pretty much started when Bear Podcast started, around August 1st. Something like that.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about the magazine when the show went online, and out came Bear's Life magazine also. So that was, 2005. Something like that. Uh-oh. Did we lose someone? Hello?
We lost Jeffrey again.
Okay, are you there, Jeff?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Okay. Gosh, this is... Okay,
he's a little delayed.
I think we better go. Because
it's got to be in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
The lines are freezing. The lines are freezing.
Okay, guys, so we're going to wrap this up. Contact info. Guys, Jeffrey.
You can just reach me at my website, jeffreysdomain.com. That's jeffreysdomain.com. There's photos there, email, instant messaging, Skype, all that's on there. So.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Any naked photos?
Oh, photos? What?
Any naked photos?
Oh, naked photos.
No, no naked photos.
What did you have?
Next.
Okay, Johnny, how about you?
You can reach me at ASN4Bears, Asian for Bears, ASN4Bears at yahoo.com.
All right. Of course, Ray, our email addresses.
Ray@BearPodcast, or Maynard@BearPodcast.com.
Well, you got your own email account?
Actually, you guys have your emails too. Johnny at BearPodcast.com and Jeffrey. BearPodcast.com too.
Well, you can reach me at Johnny@BearPodcast.com.
There you go.
Of course, nobody ever emails us there, so we don't ever get email from it. So
yeah, guys, we need
the last
feedback.
Email I got was the test email when you set it up.
Because last time we had the Chase Podcast, I was replaced by someone else.
Well, somebody was out. Somebody was out.
That's right. You're in what, Toronto?
I don't know.
You're in Toronto, I think. You're in Canada, so doing something somewhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have our own email.
We had to bring the Asian waiting online.
Mm-hmm. So everyone here has their own email.
Asian standby.
So yeah. The Asian sent is the understudy.
Sure.
It's the understudy.
As I told everybody last night, this is my Asian wife. To Wayne.
Oh, Wayne?
Okay. Because we're always out doing stuff together.
Okay, guys. So...
And they never see his partner yet, so...
What is it again?
I said they never see his partner Kent, so they don't think he's got a boyfriend, and they think we're a couple. So
do they listen to this?
I think Wayne does.
Wayne does. Yeah.
Shout out to Wayne.
Shout out to Wayne. Hi, Wayne.
My replacement.
Understudy. Understudy.
Oh yeah.
Stunt double. Asian stunt double.
Okay, so guys, we're gonna wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You can go to bearpodcast.com. It's the official website, so you guys can check us out there. And probably you'll like the picture. I kind of like the picture you did, Jeff, about the elf yourself thing.
The elf one, yes.
That was awesome. Okay, so yeah, go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. You can friend us there. Also, call the hotline. Call the hotline, the voicemail line, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Guys, it's almost the end of the year. We don't have voicemails yet. Yeah, so, it would be great holiday gift. Oh, guys, if you guys are going to have to send cards also, you can send it to P.O. Box 2511. What is that? P.O. Box 2511, Humboldt, Texas 77347. You can send your holiday cards there too. Are you guys still there? Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because this is kind of freaky. Is that your iPod?
What are you doing with your iPod?
Yeah, I was just saying, give us a review on...
iTunes. Okay.
Yeah, iTunes.
Give us a review on iTunes, guys. Yeah, leave us messages there and subscribe to iTunes too. And what else? I guess that's about it. So, guys, thank you. Thank you, Jeffrey and Johnny. And, of course, Ray.
Thank you, Maynard.
So.
Thank you, Maynard. Okay. Happy holidays.
Silence.
Silence.
Happy holidays. Maynard!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Happy Christmas to everyone.
Wife and Noel. Feliz Navidad for the Feinerstein.
Oh, happy Kwanzaa. And
happy Eid for Muslim friends out there.
And happy Hanukkah. and Merry Christmas. And
ho, ho.
And what do you call this? Oh, Happy Yule. Happy Yule to all the pagans there, out there.
Senan Phailok.
What is that? Is that in Chinese?
Isn't that Merry Christmas in Chinese? Senan Phailok.
I don't know what it is.
Well, Maligayang Pasko in Filipino. How about in Southern? Ray.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Okay. Okay, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Many boofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Okay, so
guys got over by reindeer. Walk it home from the podcast. Christmas.
You guys have seen that Burger King commercial.
Oh, that is the bookstore look. So you don't get cum all over and slobber all over it.
Yeah, you just pull your shirt up and it's the bookstore look. Just and then when you're actually also with a cap, you turn it around. That's the bookstore look.